This is part 8 of why I am loyal to Seismic. You know, documentally, you hook me up with this stuff, like Audio Boo, which I'm finding a really fun way to get my opinion out there. And I'm just having fun with it. So it's all your fault that I've done so many of these. So if you're listening to this, it's all your fault. Anyway, getting back to Loic, I just was fascinated by the way he did business, by his charisma, how he could talk to people, and how he has eye contact with people. He's such a good entrepreneur. He has such a way about him that he certainly can bring the word out there to Seismic. And I think that's what he did. I mean, he traveled all over. He brought his crew with him, his loyal crew, Witt and Giselle and Kathy Brooks. They were always there right by his side. And it was fun for him. It was fun on this entrepreneurial experience, too. I remember that. I remember having my crew right beside me everywhere I went. And they were awesome. And his crew was awesome. And the feeling of getting everything going and the excitement and the passion of it is, of being an entrepreneur, is amazing. It is. I can feel it. I could relate to what Loic was going through. I could relate to the decisions he made. It seemed right at the time, but then maybe you should go this way or that way. And I'm telling you, it's hard to make the decision because nobody knows the answer and you can't control the answer. I was amazed how well he took all of the onslaught of the negativity. I was talking a little bit earlier, and I don't think I finished that concept of a lot of people went to him and said, you know, I've got this great idea, and they were wonderful ideas, but I know that he had a plan, and he couldn't invest in everybody's idea. And he had so many things and so much in the pot. For a while there, and I knew it too, that there's just... I could see the confusion that was going on because you're sort of trying to do the right thing. You only have so much money. And even though $12 million sounds like a lot, you figure all the people on payroll, and these people aren't cheap, that runs into lots of money. So I know some people say, well, with all that money, I could have done this. Well, I don't think so. And you have to be in a kind of a positive, passionate way about going about your business, and I could see that in him, and that's why I felt loyal. I felt loyal to an entrepreneur. I felt loyal to the idea that people could actually connect face to face around the world, like I had done so many times to so many people from just places I'd never even heard of before. I know that was his passion. And so I had to admire him for that. And I saw the hell he went through, and I saw the mistakes. And when I saw a mistake, I wasn't too shy to talk about it. And he respected me by answering me back, by saying, you know, while I was doing this, you know, he didn't have to do that. He never even had to be on Seismic. He could have not even paid any attention, like YouTube, just started this thing and then not even been there, not had any of his staff on there. I mean, he didn't have to try to go out and bare himself. He bared his soul to the world for us to see him. And I could relate to that because he was just trying to be who he was. And he was trying to ask everybody in the community what to do next. And I think that's what I did, and that was my mistake too, because nobody has the answers. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you think about, you know, you want to have somebody give you an answer, but there is no one that has the answers. So you always think they don't have the information. They really can't give me an answer because they don't have all the information. And that's the problem with being an entrepreneur. There's no one to talk to that really knows everything that's going on and everything that you see for the future of what you're doing. You try to unite people around this